Hi, this is a dictation for Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A, A-L-S-T-O-N, date of service is 4-7-2022, date of birth is 5-22-1962. Miss Angela Alston started coming to the advanced pain care recently. She has been a victim of an automobile accident in 2012, where she was rear-ended as a driver, in which she injured her lower back, the right shoulder, as well as the neck. Since then, she's been having pain in the lower back and the neck, and the patient all had a 6 epidural injection to the lumbar spine, but she never opted for any surgery. She was scared, and overall, patient has been going to pain clinics. She does report pain in the neck radiating to the left arm involving all the 5 fingers, and then lower back pain is radiating to the left buttock only, but she does have some pain and numbness in the left leg occasionally, all the way in the S1, S2 dermatome fashion. And her ankle is swollen at night, as well as the left shoulder is reportedly has some pain, residual around 2 to 3. Currently, the patient reports her pain in the neck and the lower back is 7. And the shoulder pain is around 4. And she feels a little better. And 50% improvement with all the therapy and injections and all. Her pain level varies from 7 to 8. And the ADLs are affected in the area of sleep 9. The general activity, work, and enjoyment of life are affected, 7. Mood, walking ability, and relationship with other people are affected, 6. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient has ongoing headaches with vision disturbance and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has issues with the lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, along with pain in the neck and the shoulder and lower back pain. And GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem or incontinence of the urine or bowel. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medications are ibuprofen, hydrocortisone, naproxen, and occasional narcos for pain control. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is in full compliance, and her meds have been reviewed. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 179/130, pulse is 102. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 3/23/2022, dictation number 0325-026. And diagnosis in the same plant here. Last month, she has hit her head into a wall and she was reporting of pain and numbness in the right hand, but it is now getting better and tendonitis is improving. Her pain level in the shoulder is very minimal. The MRIs were reviewed along with the patient. There are 3 hernia discs, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, 4 of them, and 3 in the cervical spine, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. Options were discussed with her regarding a surgical correction for cervical disc replacement to begin with, and with a cervical disc replacement followed by the lumbar spine season. But a patient has not decided. She's scared about surgery. I've taken plenty of time to discuss her all the options. We discussed the epidural injection and their role, and that the 4 to 6 injection to the lumbar spine is the other best alternative, and it can relieve her pain. And do not have the MRI for the shoulder, but it appears that she may have some residual tendonitis, for which injection therapy with cortisone can help. Cervical spine and lumbar spine bear the same fate. She was injured almost 5-6 years ago in a car accident, and the pains are still continuing. And I have also discussed with her the need for weaning her off the narcotics completely. A last prescription is being provided to her with Norco 5 mg 325, 1 PRN 30 tablets. After this, this will be shifted to a Tylenol with codeine. Her meds were reviewed and previous labs have been reviewed. She has been informed that if she choose, we can provide her induction treatment, LESI and CESI, to bring some relief in the pain by nerve blocks and by healing better. Other than that, patient already has done extensive physical therapy. They know the role. She was advised to use home therapy like yoga, meditation, tai chi, as well as infrared heat and wet heat. Hopefully she'll do well. She is going to make up her mind, and she will let us know what she wants to do. Thank you.